Emilio Sparks, he got you.
It's 718-982-3060. Request shout outs and dedications. It's the Kid Emilio Sparks, as always, joined by the fastest hands in the East.
Yes.
DJ Danny Dress.
Act yo, like how, you know.
How can I holler
ladies,
at you, son?
I'm single. Wife, you don't want me no more.
How can I holler at you?
DJ Danny Dress, the guy at AOL.com.
So we got Mims up in the building. Push Play Radio right out in effect. What's going on, Mims?
Yeah, we here, man. Mims in the building. Push Play is in the building. Sparks.
No doubt. So why don't you just get into these questions here, yo? Why don't you explain to the world who you are, yo? What is Mims and Push Play all about?
I go by the name of Mims. I represent a company called Push Play Music. I mean, Mims is me. Mims is my identity, man. That's actually my last name. You know, coming in the rap game, it's hard to create an identity because there's so much talent out. You know, when I started working with certain labels, I used to go by the name Sean Mims. You know, I had my comparisons to a lot of people out there. Need I not naming names, but
the Didster.
I got the Diddy's, I got the Maces, and I got the Jay-Z's, you know.
Out of hell with them.
Being his name was Sean, and it was like, I didn't want to seem like I was
running
that lane. Yeah, so.
Not understandable.
I branded my last name, you know, it's been with me my whole life.
What is Mims' approach to hip-hop?
There's so many different angles, man. Every day I wake up, I feel like something leaves the game and I want to bring something back in. I grew up in Wash Heights. When I grew up, it was like, you know, you had the break dances, the DJs, my man Drastic, you know what I'm saying?
It was a culture.
It was a culture, basically, and right now it's like a business. I mean, I'm not, no disrespect to the business, but, you know, I want to bring back that culture.
That's what happens, though, when it gets greedy, because exactly. Greed becomes a character in anything, and it's a shame because a game such as beautiful as hip hop, and for a culture and for what it is, people do abuse it and they take it as more like for granted than exactly. It is a privilege.
Being in this business is hard. You kind of got to learn how to separate the two. And I think a lot of artists and a lot of company owners haven't learned how to do that yet. And that's why the music is like, there's so much stuff going on.
Well, how do you separate the two?
I was brought up as an artist.
You respect the craft.
Yeah, and I respect the craft. And I know that in retrospect to my craft, there's a business behind it. And being so talented, I'm bringing the game basically the business of being an artist. You know, having a craft or whatnot. A lot of people can't do that because a lot of people come across and they want to rap, they write on paper, they want to get in the studio. But I understand the difference between being in the studio and writing a full song. It's two different things. Anybody could get in the studio.
Anybody can write a hit.
Exactly.
It actually takes talent to actually go out and after having one single come out, exactly. Produce another one. Exactly. Let me ask you though, who gets your utmost respect in hip hop to the point where they made you pick up the pen and start writing?
I mean, we could take it back in the day to Slick Rick, you know.
Kumo D.
I mean, I got to give my man LL some props.
KRS.
Of course, you got Biggie, Jay, Rakim.
The God right there.
You know, we take it to the West Coast. You got Dre, Ice Cube. A lot of people see him in the movies now, so they don't give him his credit, but...
You're getting Pac.
You know, of course, Pac. I could even name some R&B people that influenced me. You know,
so basically, like, throughout the whole spectrum is what Mims is influenced by.
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely respect that because it's got to have this reassuring kind of like breath of fresh air type hip-hop. Right now, it's too G-Unit and too bling-bling and too much Hove.
Exactly.
So we need like sort of a musical revolution within the ranks of hip hop.
We need a basis amongst hip hop.
That's why I give like Kanye West, man, I give him a lot of props for what he's doing. Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate his music.
Now, did you start Push Play?
I was signed to this company called Silver Square Productions as an artist. And I did some work in New York. That's when I first hit the scene. I was still underground, but I had a single called Love. I did some stuff in Canada. I sold a couple thousand records up there. It was a lot of situations with the company owner that I couldn't agree to because he didn't see things my way. When I came back into the United States, I was like, you know what, man? I can't be in this situation. I called my lawyer up. Lawyer got me out the deal. From this point on, I'm not signing anything until I can create my own situation and solidify myself in this business. So I got with a couple of people. We started vibing out together. We got in the studio for a couple of tracks. Basically, it was a bunch of promises and dreams that we said, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that. But I came out with this song called Big Man, Little Man. To this day, I'm still pushing the song because that's how I feel about a song. It's crazy. We put it out and it hit Hot 97. Flex loved this record. You know,
we can't mention the F word on the show.
Oh, my bad. My fault.
Just say, you know. I can't cut, so I drop bomb after bomb after bomb, and if I battle Drastic, I lose. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Somebody was playing the record, you know, I had a lot of support from New York stations, you know, basically say like that.
Right.
It was a dream that basically came true at that time. So we all got together, we formed a company. Right now, we pushing the second single, I Did You Wrong.
What's the meaning behind I Did You Wrong? Were you a jaded lover that your shorty, or did you have baby mama drama?
Nah, you know what? I heard the beat, I said, you know what? I could could do this either one of two ways. You know what I'm saying? I lost both my parents when I was younger. So I said, I could take it sentimental, or I could bring it, you know, across the board. I could take it to the ladies. And I wrote the first verse. I was like, damn, you know, that's kind of witty. So I was like, I got some situation to talk about. And I just aired it out on that one song.
Are you leaning towards more commerciality, or do you want to keep your underground roots, but yet at the same time represent as a mainstream artist?
To answer that question the right way, I just want to be me. I got this saying that says, I was never underground. I was just too high for y'all. Had to slow it down, too ahead of my time for y'all. Not saying that no disrespect to the underground, but I feel like sometimes the underground is just a little bit too advanced. That's why they get put in that classification as underground. So
a lot of heads respect the underground.
Exactly. So exactly. That's why I make that saying, you know.
What are the advantages and disadvantages to having your own record label or production company? Because I know you produce and master your own work. So what is the advantage and disadvantage of doing that?
I mean, I see a bunch of advantages. There's only a couple disadvantages. One being that you got to have the money to drive it. I have an excellent team. You know, I love them to death. So if you don't have the team or the money to back it, it's going to be extra hard business to get into. When you have your own company, you got to show proof of work. You got to be on the radio.
Has your approach changed to the game? Have you been jaded since musically and creatively wise that you can't represent fully to what you wanted to do?
Yo, you know what? I think that right now I'm in a zone I'm very, very comfortable in. When I first came in the game, like I said, when I was signed to other production companies, there was a certain route they wanted me to take. You know, every song I did was bubblegum. Nobody sits around me when I make my music. I make my music. They like it.
Make it for Mims.
Exactly.
Because Mims got to look Mims in the mirror.
Exactly. So, you know.
I respect that, though, because not a lot of MCs. You got your chingies that will come out, all prefabricated, all bubblegum produced. We'll make a tremendous amount of money. Don't get credit on this show, but we'll get credit on the other two stations that will continuously get play.
Exactly.
And you know what? We do not respect that because it's politics and business. But you know what, though? At the same time, you got to give the people what they want. Exactly. And you know what? That's why I respect individuals like yourself and multi-artists that have graced the microphones at this station. And this is the last question. This is kind of the generic question that we always ask.
Yes.
So you got to be utmost and honest because this is the people's radio show and we do it for the people. And this is Push Play Radio at its finest right now.
That's what's up.
What is Mims? His definition of hip hop.
I don't want to plagiarize anyone, but I learned from, you know, the older heads, and I respect my man KRS once said it best. Hip hop is a culture, and rap is basically you write on a piece of paper and you get on a mic. The thing that separates hip hop from what people think of hip hop is that hip hop is not just an MC. It's the MC, the DJ, the breakdancer, the producers.
Four element.
Exactly. You know, the graffiti writers. It's everything to me. Like, and that's where I came from. Like, you go to my hood, you see graffiti on the corner store when they close that gate down, then you got the dude with the extension cord to bring their boombox out or their DJ equipment out, and then you got the MC. Then you
it's
got
just
the crowd.
A passion.
Exactly. It's
a great
it's
culture
a
that brings everybody together, black, white, you know, Hispanic, whatever.
Everybody answers with that four element. So when I got asked that question, it's the four element.
It is, man.
I think that's the rule. That got to be the rule, yo. Any MC that comes up here, if they don't answer with the four elements and they come with some next-ish.
Unless they don't know about it, but you know, you got to learn, man. It feels good when you're on stage, and you know, I rock one of my shows. I did a live drummer. And I don't know a lot of people that are doing that, but it feels good when you up there and it's all about like the music. It's not about when you on that stage, it should always be all about the music, not about who's watching you. You know what I'm saying? Not about anything.
It's more
else,
about
that behind after, you know what I'm saying?
It's more about what the artist tries to represent.
Exactly.
More than what the large corporation says, well, this is what you're gonna do, this is how you're gonna say it, you're gonna get off, and then the next person's gonna come on.
Exactly.
But how can they reach you?
You know, www.pushplaymusic.com.
And when we get back, yo, he's going to do what he's really here for. The man's going to perform live. He's going to spit. He's going to kick it off the dome. There ain't no writtens up in here.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so this is Hip Hop on Another Level. It's the Dago Show.
Understand.
Drastic's chilling. Big up Ant Live, Future Boy, Mike D, Mr. Mumbles, Matt Snur, DJ Universal.
My man
Understand,
Roland, what up?
Yo. 718-982-3060 is the people's show. We're the people's choice. All right, we'll be back. Melio Sparks, Instant Messenger 777.
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Come on.